This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to share with you some of the etiquettes that you and I, as Muslims, who may not be suffering with any disability, what is our etiquette and sunnah requirement when you do see and meet people with disabilities? What does Islam tell you to do? How do you interact with this community? And there are many, many ahadith on this subject. I'll share with you a couple of them. There was a man who was a blind man, and he came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, on bad days, when the weather is bad, when there's a flood and a sandstorm and things like that, I don't have the ability to come to the masjid and pray behind you. Will you come to my home and choose a spot in my home and offer 2 raka'ats there? And the days that I cannot come to the masjid, I will pray on that same spot." This is tabarruk, and this was allowed with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know what he does? He says, "Na'am, I will be there." He calls Abu Bakr sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He calls Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma. And they literally walk for an extended period. They walk to the man's house. And then the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam asks the man, "Where do you want me to pray? Choose a spot." And the man points over there. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam offers the 2 raka'ats. So this first etiquette is about being sympathetic, caring, and loving, and going out of your way to serve people with disabilities. That is from the sunnah. In Islam, do you know that the sunnah forbids us to even stare at people with disabilities? Don't even stare at them. You can look, but don't stare. And you all know what I'm speaking about. The Prophet ﷺ tells us in an authentic hadith in the Sunan of Abi Dawud, "La tudimu nazra ila al-majzumin." Don't fixate your eyes on people with disabilities, for obvious reasons. So part of the etiquette is, and this is calling for people, generally speaking, all across the world, it's calling for us to just be yourself, be normal.